This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Before I get to all the news that fits, Grant, a great guest, we'll talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whether she's going to be wearing pinstripe pantsuits soon in a prison coming near you. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments, Precious Metals Company. And what's important about Precious Metals, I saw this great thing. I always cut out articles about gold and silver. I saw this great article at Zero Hedge about gold. And they interviewed Rick Rule, the legendary investor, president, CEO of Sprott U.S. Holdings, an expert in the natural resources area. And he says what I have been saying, from the very beginning, that we have so much outstanding debt in the United States and so much debt in the world, no one's ever going to cut spending. Nobody. Trump will never cut spending. Congress will never cut spending. Nobody is going to spend. That there's only two choices. With this much outstanding debt, Rick Rule says, the U.S. either has to turn on the printing presses full blast and devalue the U.S. dollar, which would dramatically increase the price of gold, or the U.S. could risk a default, which would have investors scrambling away from the dollar, and again, which would increase dramatically the price of gold. So this growing debt bomb is actually becoming relevant. Finally, in 2019, we've ignored this for so many years, and for the last 5,000 years, gold is protected. It's the only asset class, really, that's protected. When there's massive, massive runaway government debt and wars and inflation. And so gold is in the right place at the right time. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show. I've known them for 15 years, the CEO. Company's been around for 30 years. Great track record. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. You'll never buy from anyone else ever again after you deal with Tangible. And ask them right now on the phone. Find out if you qualify for your free $199 gold coin gift free. $199 gold coin gift free. You don't have to buy anything to get it. Just call now and find out if you qualify. 800-780-9000. All right, we got our guest here. Where do we take a guest at the top of the hour? Lee Goodman is with us, former chairman of the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, partner in the law firm of Wiley Rain in Washington, D.C. Lee Goodman, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's talk about AOC, otherwise known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her and her chief of staff, I guess you might also call him his campaign manager, ran what seems to be a billion-dollar slush fund and diverted campaign cash. Here it says to his companies, but really it's not his companies. It was him and her that were in control of those companies, if I've read it correctly. These were her companies, too. And the question is, A, where did the money go? And B, you know, what did they do with it? And C, did they run afoul of FEC law? And D, could they go to prison for it? So it's a mouthful, but with that, I turn the floor over to you. Lee Goodman, former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. What happened to the money, and is it legal?
Well, Wayne, there are several legal questions about the way in which the Congresswoman funded her campaign and the way in which this enterprise was set up to apparently to subsidize about 20 odd congressional campaigns in the last cycle. According to Mr. Chakrabartin, her campaign manager, he set up two LLCs. One may have merged into the other, and they eventually ended up with three functioning organizations. One was called the Justice Democrats Political Action Committee, or PAC. The other one was called Brand New Congress PAC. And the other one was an LLC, a private company called Brand New Congress LLC. And those three entities operated more or less as one enterprise. They used, you know, one was the left pocket, one was the right pocket, and they moved money between the PACs and the LLC. Ostensibly, and we don't know entirely because the LLC, of course, doesn't have to report all of its financial activities, but ostensibly, they set up this three-pronged enterprise in order to recruit candidates that they wanted to bring into the Democratic primaries to provide campaign services and support to those candidates, and of course to elect those candidates that were their favored candidates. And the way in which they ran the finances of these two political action committees and the LLC has drawn complaints to the Federal Election Commission. And the complaints are range. There are several potential violations for how they handled the financing for these campaigns. And we can walk through those if you'd like. If you'd kind of like to talk about the range of potential violations.
Well, first of all, the first question I ask is, did any of the money go into their pockets? Probably you don't even know the answer to that, but I mean, who says that the money went for nefarious activities or for funding campaigns? Maybe it just went in their pocket. Maybe they stole half the money, right? Is that possible?
It's possible. Wayne, I can't make the allegation. I can't assert it as a fact,
because right.
I don't know. And the reason
we don't know.
And this is one of the problems. By funneling about $1 million, by the way, what they did was they raised money from average contributors around the country. And mostly in small dollar amounts, amounting to about over a 2-year period, about $3.3 million. And they put, it looks like, about $1 million of that over a 2.5-year period. They put about $1 million into the LLC, and that's where it goes dark on us. And how that LLC spent money and who earned money and who was paid out of that LLC, we do not know. Now, Mr. Chakrabartin says he didn't earn money from it, that the money went to the political cause. We just don't know. We do know that the congresswoman's boyfriend was paid by one of the political action committees in either 2016 or 17. It is quite possible his payroll moved over to the LLC. You know, it would be logical that if he was part of the enterprise, that he would have received more payments. And that has triggered one complaint to the Federal Election Commission. A complaint was filed that alleges that effectively the congresswoman's campaign paid the political action committee for services rendered to her campaign, and that in close time proximity her boyfriend received payments from the political action committee. I think the allegations imply that the boyfriend would have paid for her living expenses, you know, her rent, her clothing, her food, and those types of expenses are off limits when it comes to the use of campaign funds. You can't make personal use of campaign funds, and you can't do it if you circumvent the system through this circuitous money route either. Now, we don't know how much money. We just don't know how much money the boyfriend may have earned through the LLC, and or whether he performed bona fide services for the LLC to earn it, or whether it was simply a pass-through to get the money back to pay her living expenses.
Right.
That will be an issue that the Federal Election Commission will have to look at.
Because, I mean, it's not really a crime if I run for office and I have my girlfriend or my wife or someone that I love running, maybe my daughter. What if you have a relative or someone you love running your campaign or being assistant campaign manager? Is that a crime in and of itself and getting paid? I don't think that's a crime, right?
It is not, so long as they perform bona fide services that they are qualified to perform.
But they can't pass the money through to then pay your living expenses. That's the crime, right?
Well, the problem is if he didn't perform bona fide services And if it was a complicated scheme through which they simply moved money from a campaign to a PAC or to an LLC and then to the boyfriend who then paid for clothing and overhead and, you know, and other personal expenses, that could be a violation of the personal use prohibition. And that's a longstanding prohibition in the law that both libertarian commissioners at the Federal Election Commission and more pro-regulatory commissioners have all supported. You shouldn't use campaign funds for personal use. So that should receive further scrutiny. It should receive scrutiny both on how much he was paid, whether he was paid out of the LLC, and what services, if any, he actually performed.
Well, and also, I just wanted to mention Lee Goodman, former chairman of the Federal Elections Commission, otherwise known as the FCC, that it says here in my notes that a small portion of the funds were used to support candidates. So where the hell did the other money go?
Well, that's the issue that has concerned me more than any other, okay?
Right.
So for 40 years, the rule at the FEC has been that vendors can provide services to campaigns, but to guard against in-kind contributions being made to campaigns, the vendors must be paid the normal and usual market rate for those services. Now, over the decades, you can imagine ingenious schemes have been concocted, right? To provide services at less than market rate with a wink and a nod in order to subsidize or that is, provide an in-kind contribution of the services to the campaigns. And so the commission has historically looked very carefully at these vendors that are sort of ideological in nature. And the commission has always asked the question, are you covering, that is the vendor, are you covering your overhead and are you making a profit so that we have some assurance that you are charging a market rate? If you are systemically charging for your service.
Hey, Lee, I got to interrupt you just as we're going to ad break. You hear the music, it means we're heading to an ad break.
Yep.
Why don't you hang on and we'll finish this on the other side, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hang on, don't go anywhere. Lee Goodman, former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, otherwise known as the FCC, partner with the law firm of Wiley Rain in Washington, D.C., talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is she going to prison? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right. Welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Across this great nation on USA Radio Network syndication, as well as my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, F-O-R-T-M, Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Not 180-square-acre, 180-square-mile. That's about nine times bigger than the island of Manhattan. Can you imagine? And it's gold. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, and you can check them out. Please visit them at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol, once again, FTMR. Go check them out. Great people, sponsor the show. Thank you, Fordham Resources. Lee Goodman is with us, speaking of great people, former chairman of the FCC, otherwise known as Federal Elections Commission, FEC, excuse me, FEC, Federal Election Commission, partner with the law firm of Wiley Rain in Washington, D.C., and we'll continue with our conversation about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff. Lee Goodman, welcome back to the show.
Yes, Wayne.
So, and first of all, it's not just Ocasio-Cortez that's in trouble. I've seen articles in the last week that mention possible problems for Rashid Tlaib, the new Palestinian congresswoman from Michigan. I've seen problems for Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis, Minnesota. There are, you know, alleged concerns that both of them have problems with their campaign funding. So it seems like the three darlings of the Democratic Party, their triple crown of communism and Muslim extremism, seem to have a bit of a problem managing their money. Have you seen some of the other stories, or you've only paid attention to Ocasio-Cortez?
I've been focused primarily on the congresswoman from the Bronx because of how exotic, this enterprise that they set up was. And, of course, it looks like it may have subsidized more campaigns than just hers, including some of the campaigns that you mentioned, because it looks like it operated at a structural deficit. In other words, it took in about $3.5 million, and it charged fees for its services to about 21, 22 different candidates, including the congresswoman from New York. But it charged a total of $313,000 for the services rendered. Now, if I go out and I set up an enterprise, and I buy services, I pay people, I buy data, you know, I buy a campaign infrastructure system, and I pay $3.5 million to set it up and provide the services, but I charge my customers only $313,000 to use my service, it looks like that's about a $3 million in-kind contribution to those candidates. And that's the problem, I think, that the congressman and others who used her service, used the enterprise's services, may be facing, that they all may have received an in-kind contribution from Justice Democrats PAC, Brand New Congress PAC, and Brand New Congress LLC. And I think it's of a magnitude. $3 million is a lot of money to be pumped into these small primaries. You know, it doesn't take a lot of money to move the needle on a primary. And so that was a lot of money to bring to bear in these elections.
All right, so look at what I'm worried about, Lee. What I'm worried about is I come from, I'm originally from New York, but I've lived the last 18 years in Las Vegas. And I know a lot of people in Vegas, and I know the way Vegas used to be, and I know once you got in that counting room with the money, it was all about skimming the count. And so when someone writes you a check and you give a very small portion of the funds raised for actually supporting candidates, how do you know it wasn't skimming? How do you know they weren't using that money to pay for their lifestyle?
We don't know. We don't know how that LLC spent money. And I should add here that, you know, the Southern District of New York has just prosecuted a gentleman for running what the Southern District of New York called. I don't necessarily agree with all of their legal calls here, but the Southern District of New York has successfully prosecuted a gentleman for running a series of PACs and alleging that he didn't spend enough money on political action. He took too much of the money himself. They call it a scam PAC, and they call it a violation of the mail fraud statutes.
All right, listen, we got to run. The music's on. Radio goes very fast. Lee Goodman, thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll have you on again. Thanks, Lee.
Wayne, thank you for having me.
Former chairman of the FEC, Federal Election Commission, partnered with the law firm of Wiley Rain in Washington, D.C., and a good guy. And let's see what happens with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC, be nice to see her with a new look. Pinstripes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man accused of running a large college admission scam is admitting he's guilty. William Singer is pleading guilty to charges of racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors claim Singer paid out $25 million in bribes to help rich parents get their children admitted to top colleges. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there will be a vote in the Senate on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
It'll all come to a head on Thursday. The clock runs, and the vote will occur on Thursday.
The FAA says it has no evidence that would warrant the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner after last weekend's crash in Ethiopia. The agency says it's been reviewing all the data on the popular jet, but hasn't found any systematic performance issues that would prove to be a basis for grounding the planes. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Warren Allen, the USA Radio Network. Ron Corey has written a book called Tenacity. Great friend of mine. And a great friend of this show. He's given away his books free for the last 10 days or so, and he'll keep doing it for another couple days. And yesterday we had a winner from Henderson, Nevada. Give me that name, by the way. Chris, find me that. Find me the name of the person who won yesterday, because I don't think I ever announced it on the air, if I remember correctly. I did not. And so I'd like to announce it tonight. But in the meantime, Carrie Dragland of Henderson, Nevada was the winner yesterday. And we've had a lot of Vegas people win, because, of course, it's a super cool Vegas book. But we want to get people in from all over the country. We've had two winners from Connecticut and a winner from Kentucky. And I'd like to get some from some of the other markets I'm in. So give us a call and get this book free. It's called Tenacity. It's about a Vegas tough guy who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. And an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story and the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn my friend Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook Tenacity. And Hollywood is looking to turn it into a screenplay and a movie. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. And you can do it all at Amazon, or you can go to Ron's website, roncoreyauthor.com. That's C-O-U-R-Y, roncoreyauthor.com. In the meantime, we're giving a book away, the book Tenacity, away right now to the first caller who calls in, the first caller who calls in. So give us a call right now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Taking calls right now, and the first one gets the book, Tenacity by Ron Corey. Thank you, Ron, for being so generous to all of my fans. President Trump. Oh, it's time for James Hurston. Okay. I've lost track of time. I thought we were in segment number two or in segment number three. All right. James Hurston's on the line. He is always on Tuesday afternoons. I just didn't know it was already 4:30 West Coast time. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website is jameshurston.com. Oh, we've got lots to talk to him, too, about today. I just realized we have this huge scandal involving cheating at colleges with Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. And we've also got this Jussie Smollett hate hawks. Hoax causing a huge divide on the Empire set. So lots of things going on here. Let's, without further ado, bring on the man himself, James Hurston. What's up, James?
Hey, I'm coming in segment three. How you doing, Wayne?
I lost track of time. The time goes so fast, I can't even believe it's segment three. We're almost through 2 hours of the show. Amazing. Time flies when you're having fun. So I spent the whole first hour talking a lot about this cheating scandal and what I think it really represents, because I went to an Ivy League school, Columbia University. And I was a son of a butcher and got in just because of my grades. And then my daughter went to Harvard, and she got in because she had the top SAT scores in the nation. And my son is at a very fine university whose name I never mentioned because he's there now, and I don't want liberals to cause any trouble. But he was a presidential scholar through the SAT Foundation, and he had the highest SAT scores in the nation. So I have two kids who earned their way into college. They don't need to have white guilt. Now I know why all these other kids have white guilt, these white liberals, because their parents paid for everything their whole lives and bribed the right people their whole lives. This scandal, in my opinion, James, is tiny. It is the tip of the needle. It is the tip of the iceberg. I think all these little rich kids at all these Ivy League schools are all such big liberals. They all hate America, and they claim they hate white people, and they hate white privilege. It's because all of them know they got in because they're rich and their parents bribed their way in. I'll bet you money this goes so much deeper.
Well, we know it goes deeper in this sense. There's always been these legacy entrances into Ivy League schools. I mean, that's when the parents donate a huge amount of money. As a matter of fact, Jared Kushner was one of those. His father donated something like $2.5 million. I think it was Harvard. George W. Bush was a legacy entrance. He had basically C grades. So we have people, JFK Jr. There's lots of people that get into the Ivy League because of their family, their connections, donations to the school. But what's amazing about this, first of all, we have to say this was the U.S. attorney in Boston that was conducting this, but it was the Justice Department of the United States. And it's with all the terrible things that we've had to endure about the Justice Department finding out about FISA fraud and finding out about the corruption at the high levels, it's nice to know that there are people in the Justice Department actually doing real criminal investigations of real racketeering. Because this guy, his name was William Rick Singer. What he had was this extensive web of people that were capable of being bribed, including proctors of the test that would doctor the results, that would allow other people to take the test, and including coaches at schools who would recruit students for sports that they never participated in. There's one of the transcripts of the indictment talks about a guy. There's a guy, I think he's from the West Coast. He owns a private jet company, and he was corresponding with a cooperating witness, and the guy said, well, look, we'll make him a kicker. We'll make your son a kicker. And the guy's all excited. He says, well, my son does have a strong leg. You know, maybe this will change his life and he'll become an athlete.
This was a football kicker, you mean, like a guy who kicks the field goal.
A football kicker.
It's a joke. You can't just wake up and make a nerd a kicker. It's ridiculous.
No. And what they did is this guy, Singer, photoshopped kids' faces onto photos, you know, to make them look like they were football stars or crew team stars or all this stuff. So, but it is amazing that, you know, two Hollywood people. Now, Felicity Huffman is a raging liberal, a far left-wing person.
Right, of course.
She was willing to completely, you know, basically ignore the rules, engage in criminal activity. Now, she's doing it out of the love of her kids, and I'm sure the defense lawyer is going to make hay on that. There's 33 parents that were indicted, I would bet. Now, these are people that are CEOs, big-time wealthy individuals with connections. They're going to have very good defense lawyers, and most of them, I'm sure, have no criminal background. So I don't expect Lori Loughlin to go from Full House to the Big House. I think they're probably going to work out some sort of plea bargain here. Although the guy, you know, the people that put it together and the people who received bribes are going to probably end up doing time.
Well, the guy who's at the center of it, who coordinated all of it, is already pleading guilty today. So, I mean, I think he's the one whose arm they twisted and said, you could go to jail for 100 years or for 1 year if you churn in these rats from Hollywood and you literally testify against them. So maybe it is Lori McLaughlin and maybe it's Felicity Huffman thereafter, because somebody's going down big time, and the main guy, there's got to be a reason he pleaded guilty in 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I mean, he pleaded guilty because they had so much evidence on him. My guess would be that, as you said, they could put him in jail for the majority of his life, and they're going to, you know, make him cellmates with Michael Cohen instead, something like that. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, it does raise the question for ordinary Americans and people like you who play by the rules. These are people that were rigging the system. Now, this is going to turn into a political story. There's no question about it, because you're talking about wealthy individuals who rigged the system. Does that sound like anybody's rhetoric? Yes, it does. It's Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. It's the far left wing of the Democrat Party But it also plays into a lot of the Trump voters who see the system rigged. For example, they know, those that have paid attention, saw the system rigged against Sanders by Hillary Clinton in the primary, as put out by Donna Brazile in her book, and they see the rigging of the system in terms of who the press goes after and who they don't. And so, especially working class Trump voters, I think are going to have a different political message out of this story. But this is turning into, very quickly, because it's getting so much publicity, a story of, you know, the wealthy and the elite not playing by the rules.
I think this story correlates very closely with actually the Clinton Foundation. That's what I think this story is about. It's just a correlation of rich people getting away with murder any and every time. Now, in this case, maybe they didn't get away with it, but they've been doing it for years. They tried to get away with it. And my guess is this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, look at the famous Harvard professor Dershowitz. He said today, this is the tip of the iceberg. And this is all about not the super rich, because the super rich, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, by the way, James Herson, the super rich, for years have given $20 million, $50 million, $100 million to have a building named after them, and their kids and grandkids get into the college. This is about people who aren't super rich, but rather are level below. They're just very rich. That's what he said. It's just interesting, and I'd like to know how often this goes on at Harvard and Stanford. How many coaches take $200,000 and $500,000 bribes? Because I don't think crew coaches and tennis coaches at Harvard and Stanford make very much. They probably make $100,000. So if someone offered you $500,000 in cash, no taxes paid, to let the kid come on and make believe he's a tennis player, make believe he's a crew player, my guess is they've been saying yes since the beginning of time. What do you think?
No, I think this is one case of one racketeering network. There's got to be more.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. James Herson, much more to talk about with Hollywood and the Hollywood scandal and gossip of the day. Wayne Allyn, Warn Out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I know you've heard me talking about the amazing pillows made by MyPillow. Now, the creator, Michael Lindell, is a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bed sheet. He started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. The Giza Dreams sheet set also includes two full 21-inch pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. When you crawl under the bed, it's going to feel like you're sleeping in a five-star resort. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, and use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. Don't forget to enter promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How about now?
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Right. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Cinegenix, sponsor of this segment of the show. Cinegenix took good care of me. I had my kidney stone surgery, about 2 weeks ago, maybe a couple days, more than 2 weeks ago now, and I made this amazing, miraculous recovery, and that's because I had a foundation of health in the first place, and that's because of Cinegenix. Great job, guys. You did a great job for me. Cinegenix made Wayne Root great again, and I feel like the best of my life right now. I felt the best of my life earlier, before I ever got the kidney stones, but then the kidney stones came along. But now I feel even better than when I thought I felt the best of my life. Because once you got the kidney stones out of me, now I'm really in great shape. Now it feels like $1 million. So I just want to thank Cinegenix for providing that foundation, that base of great health. And the diet they gave me, and the exercise routine they gave me, and the hormone therapy they gave me, and the vitamins they gave me, have all created a new Wayne Root. You could do the same thing. You can make yourself great again. Call 888-YOUNGER for free, no-obligation consultation. What part of free don't you understand? Free call, toll-free, 888-YOUNGER. And what part of free, no-obligation consultation don't you understand? Just get on the phone with them and ask them how they can make you great again and how they'll do it, what it'll cost, and they'll tell you the whole story. 888-YOUNGER or go to cenegenix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Thank you, Cinegenix, for sponsoring the show. All right, we're back with our great guest, James Hirsen. His website's jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. By the way, to segue off of Hollywood for just 1 second, James, when you hear Nancy Pelosi come on yesterday and say, yeah, we're not going to impeach Trump, he's not worth it, legally, as the law professor, don't you immediately think that means they got nothing?
Oh, I think definitely they have nothing, and that's why you've heard people like Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff basically move from Russian collusion. Now they're pursuing all these fishing expeditions, and they're looking for obstruction of justice. And the way they describe it, you know, they're going back to the firing of James Comey and the president's tweets, that somehow that means obstruction of justice. But that being said, Nancy Pelosi's statement means nothing, because she added a proviso. She said, we are going to wait and see whether there's compelling evidence and bipartisan support. Well, from the point of view of Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff and others in the Democrat Party, they already have the compelling evidence, and they already have bipartisan support because they have never Trumpers. So there are people within that party that want to push that impeachment forward, and Nancy's not going to be able to stop them from doing it. It's a question of whether it succeeds in the House. It will never succeed in the Senate, in my opinion.
All right. Let's talk for a minute about this Tucker Carlson situation. Tucker Carlson, they came out and they trotted out Media Matters, a very liberal organization. Some old, they've got copies of everything everybody's ever done, obviously. And they've got old radio recordings of Tucker on some sort of kind of funny, you know, wise-ass Bubba Love Sponge. I've been on a show, and it's kind of a sexual show. They talk about sex, and they try and make things funny. And so he played along with it, and he acted like, you know, he's made some funny jokes about sex and made some strange comments about sex, but that's what you do to be an entertainer. And they made a big deal about it, and evidently Fox News is supporting Tucker, and he says, I don't care, and I'm never, ever going to give in to you people. So tell us the backstory of this stuff.
Well, the backstory is, as you described it, you know, these are conversations that took place, some of which are 10 years ago. I think they go up to 2011. He called in repeatedly to the show. He did it in jest. It's similar to doing an interview with Howard Stern. If you do interviews with shock jocks, especially in the past, you know, this is great material. And remember, this is George Soros funded Media Matters. They have tens of millions to go after people, and this is a full court press. I could just imagine when they got a hold of these audios, which are very controversial, you know, basically hyper politically incorrect, and they put the audios up on social media with graphics that had the words showing as the audio played. And today, I believe it's in the Washington Post, Max Boot, who at one time, you know, was classified as a conservative, wrote a piece saying Tucker Carlson needs to go now. And Max Boot basically, you know, he's comparing it to Milo Yiannopoulos, who was fired by Breitbart for defending pedophilia. And one of the things Tucker Carlson did, and it was kind of, he wasn't defending it, he was making comparison between Warren Jeff, who's a polygamist cult leader, and somebody who actually raped someone. So it was taken out of context and used as a weapon against Tucker. Tucker's responding exactly the right way. This is an object lesson on how to respond to social media outrage warriors.
Right. So Wyoming did it, too. Wyoming came up with a new brand label for themselves and a new logo and mascot and all that. And the liberals freaked out and said it represents racism. And Wyoming laughed in their face and said, go screw yourself. And now their logo won all kinds of awards, up against thousands of other logos, and they're selling out thousands and thousands of t-shirts and hats with the logo. I think it's something like everybody has an inner cowboy, or everybody wants to be a cowboy. Anyway, thanks for coming on, James Hurtson.
All right, my pleasure, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn, War Now, Newsmax TV, right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ooh.